back a second. Approval of the minutes, the last minutes had the exact same problem as these minutes would. When you had a public presentation, and there's no record of it.
Mr. Kaufman.
We told you we're gonna discuss it with legal.
Well, how can you approve the last minutes? I think the last minutes should also be held in abeyance.
The public doesn't have an opportunity to weigh in on approving the minutes. The minutes are a record of the committee. If indeed we decide to change how we're gonna manage the minutes, it will be going forward. These minutes are the way they are, and that's just the way it is. So, thank you for your opinion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So we go on to old business, or have we done that?
We just have to do three.
Three, okay, yes.
Go ahead.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
So again, this kind of piggybacks off of the discussion regarding the schedule. The inspection schedule that's set up to on a quarterly basis with the inspection of the hospital. We do have, and we will coordinate with the specific people with both the district and Desert Regional. But we have reached out to Dale Barnhart, who is the retired, I forget what his title is.
Facilities
manager at Desert Regional. And he's willing to and interested in filling that position of the inspector for the hospital as an independent individual to work with the district and Desert Regional staff for these quarterly inspections. So there's a service agreement in the packet for your consideration for approval. The cost of the inspections is $100 per hour to Mr. Barnhart,
mm-hmm.
and that's
okay.
included in the service agreement.
And it's not to exceed?
There's not a not to exceed, because at this point we don't know exactly what the
hour,
what the amount of time will require.
Okay. All right. And so this needs to be approved by the full board?
It will. It will
okay.
be approved
Great.
By the committee and forward to the board for full approval
All
if
right.
the committee approves.
Have we had comments on this?
No.
And
how did you happen to find this partner?
Say again?
How did you happen to find this particular contractor?
Because he's retired from Desert Regional as their facilities manager, and I reached out to him to see if he would be interested in fulfilling this opportunity.
At our direction.
You think you could similarly reach out to someone with a little bit more of an arm's length relationship?
I don't think, as an ex-employee, I don't think he has any conflict of interest.
I think he's...
He doesn't get a W-2 or a 1099 from his tenant.
He's got the knowledge of the facility.
Yeah,
I have no objections to using this individual because of that exact thing, that he has particular knowledge of the facility.
Exactly.
However, I do believe that there should be someone without any either past affiliations or chance of future affiliations with the lessee who should occasionally check on his work.
Thank you for your opinion. So the action item is to move it to the board for approval.
Is there any other discussion?
Is there any other discussion?
I would just say that again, we had a full inspection from an outside group who made recommendations, and we don't want to do this sort of like let's forget about it for a couple of years and do it again.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do it on an ongoing basis. At any time, the board of directors can direct a further look into something from an outside group. So I think that's still an option,
mm-hmm.
and so I support this.
Okay. Any other comments? No.
We're happy to work with whoever you select.
Okie dokie. So make a motion.
I move that we accept the recommendation.
I second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. So, are we going to do the Leapfrog Hospital?
No, we're not. We're skipping that.
Okay, so next is adjournment.
Yeah.
All right, that was easy.
Thank you.
Thank you.